tuning in to the Next Level Church podcast. For more information, check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net.
Good morning. How are we feeling out there? Good. It's so good to see you guys. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for making this your service time. Very often, our second service fills up and we run out of space. And so by you coming here, it is helping opening up a seat for that middle service, our 10 a.m. service. And thank you. And I want you to hear that this is an authentic, it's a real big thank you. Our country and every one of us in the room, we've never had to go through a pandemic before. We've never had to go through where they shut everything down, including church services, where we were only online, and then they kind of open things back up so that we can kind of come back together, but it's different. We're wearing masks and our rows are separated, and this is a very weird time to be alive. It's a very different time that no one has led through before. The exciting thing for me as the lead pastor of this church is that we're getting to rebuild something. We're coming out of the social isolation where everything was closed, and we're getting to kind of reopen doors and to start things new. And that's an exciting thing to be a part of. We're getting to rebuild coming out of the social isolation. So thank you for, you're playing a part in that just by attending the in-person service. Thank you so much for doing that. And when you have to miss, you do a part of being a part of our church by checking out our online service. And so thank you for being a part of our church. It means a lot. You guys are helping us live out our mission, which is to love Jesus, love people, and make a difference. Well, today for the conclusion of our series, some of our staff went on location to do something that I think is a unique way to have a worship service. It's a unique way to have a sermon. And I'm up here to give you a little warning that what you're about to experience is different. Some of you are not great with change and you don't like when things are different. And so I just want to let you know ahead of time, this is going to be a little bit different, but it's a good different. This is something that I think is going to be very powerful. In fact, what we're going to lead us to do is it is our only real weapon. The only weapon that we have in our arsenal is prayer. And what we're going to see in just a few moments is a time of prayer to really pray for our country. As we're coming up on this election, we're going to experience together a time of prayer. And some of our staff went on location to Washington, D.C., and you're going to hear more about that in just a moment. With that, check out the screens. Today, we're concluding our series entitled The Lamb is Greater Than the Donkey and the Elephant. And I hope this has been an inspiring series for you. I hope that it has challenged you, but I also hope that it's encouraged you. You see, Next Level Church is a church that has diverse political opinions, and I truly believe that we are better together. We won't always get along. We won't always see eye to eye, but we will love one another as Jesus has loved us. And the question that we've been wrestling with is, are you willing to evaluate your politics through the filter of the Christian faith rather than create a faith that supports your politics? This coming Tuesday will be a great test of all this. And I don't have a fat clue who's going to win the election, but our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And today we're going to do something just a little bit different. There's going to be some teaching, but what I primarily want to do is lead us through a time of prayer. You see, we're here in D.C., and I want to lead us through a few key verses, and then I want to give us a time to pray specifically for some things that are on our hearts and on our minds. And no matter who wins the election on Tuesday, if you are a Christian, I want you to remember this verse. Psalm 27 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord." This verse was written thousands of years ago, but it's so relevant for us today. You see, back when this verse was written, the biggest army was the one that had the most chariots and had the most horses. But in our day and age, in our context, it might be who has the biggest military, who has the biggest army. But for Christians, our hope is not in who is in the White House. Our hope is not in who has the biggest military, who has the biggest chariots or horses. Our hope is in Jesus because he is on the throne. So I want us to start off by praying for ourselves. I want us to pray that we would have courage and hope in Jesus. You may be afraid right now. You might be scared. You might be scared of who's going to win or what's going to happen with our country. But I want us to remember that we fight our battles with prayer and praise. So let's pray to God right now. Specifically, let's pray for ourselves and our fear, and let's put our trust in Jesus. Would you take a few moments to pray? Thank you.
President Lincoln once said, "America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedom, it will be because we destroyed ourselves." All throughout this series, we've been encouraged to come together and not let our political differences divide us. We may vote differently, but what unites us is Jesus. Did you know that Jesus actually prayed specifically for us? On his last night before he was crucified, he prayed for his disciples, and then immediately after, he prayed for us. Look at what Jesus prayed. "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." That's us. "That all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and that you love them even as you have loved me." John 17, 20 through 23. This is important. Jesus said that the world will know that God sent him for our unity. That's incredibly important. Listen, I believe that we should know why we believe what we believe. I think we should study scripture and have an answer for our harshest critics. But at the end of the day, very few people are won over by arguing. Abraham Lincoln said, "Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?" I love that quote. So for this time of prayer, we're going to pray for unity. We're going to pray for strength to love those who vote differently than we do. We're going to pray for strength to love each other. So in this time of prayer, let's pray for one another and pray for unity.
George Washington, the first president of the United States, said,
Happiness depends more upon the internal frame of a person's own mind than on the externals in the world. A test of any person is whether or not they can find happiness when they don't get their way. For Christians, we strive to find our happiness in Jesus and not in our circumstances. Look at what the scriptures teach. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Our country is struggling right now, and there are a lot of people who are hurting. There's a lot of serious problems in the world. And for this section of our prayer, I want you to pray for someone that you know who is struggling during this season. Pray that they would find joy in the Lord despite their circumstances. The truth is that trees go through hard weather, but trees aren't uprooted if they have deep roots. And for Christians, our deep roots are found in Jesus. So will you spend a few moments praying for someone who is struggling? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question, what are you doing for others?" A big part of being a Christian is learning to love other people. We can forgive others because Jesus first forgave us. We can serve others because Jesus served us. We can love others because Jesus first loved us. The scriptures teach, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Philippians 2, 3 through 4. You know, a big thing that has divided our country for years, and really almost since the beginning, has been race. And for this session of prayer, what I want us to do is I want to pray for someone of a different race than you. I want you to pray for their protection. I want you to pray for their peace. I want you to pray a blessing over them. We are truly better together. And so much of race has tried to divide our country, but I want us to show the world that, and I want us to show other races that how we can get along. And we can get along by truly loving one another. So would you pray for a different race than yourself? Well, thank you so much for joining with us today. I really do believe that America is a great nation, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't have its flaws. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have its issues. I just want every Christian to remember that Scripture teaches that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. What that means is that our struggle is ultimately not against one another. We are better together. And so I hope that you felt that today. I hope through this series you've been challenged with that. But even more, I hope as you go forward that we as a church lead the way. We lead the way in a way that causes those that don't go to church to say, oh my goodness, I can't believe, I've never seen anyone with different political views love each other like you do. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
We hope you've enjoyed and learned from today's podcast. If you'd like to connect with us further, you can check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net or find us on Facebook or Twitter.